It's Tuesday, December 13th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A bomb that killed 24 Coptic Christians during a Sunday morning service over the weekend was the work of a suicide bomber, according to the Egyptian president. Three other men and one woman are under arrest in connection with the attack that wounded another 49. Over 1,000 people have been killed by Islamic groups in Egypt over the last 16 years. The Cherokee Nation, located in Oklahoma, overturned a ban on homosexual marriage last Friday. Although not bound by the United States Supreme Court decision last year, the tribe's Attorney General, Todd Hembree, ruled that the 2004 law banning homosexual marriage violated the Constitution of the Cherokees. It is the largest sovereign tribal group in America. Films categorized under the Christian genre grossed $133 million this year, according to Box Office Mojo. That's up from $107 million last year, a 24% increase. And five of the top 10 grossing Christian movies have been released in the last 3 years. Ted Baer, chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission, told The Worldview that Christian film has gone through waves. He said that Christian films are always more likely to do well in the box office, according to their research.
If you look at our chart in the report to the entertainment industry, you'll see that every year, movies with strong Christian content, whether you go back to The Blind Side, it did better. You go back to Chariots of Fire in 1980, it did better. You go back to, they always do better, mainly because it's easier to sell 4 tickets to a family than 1 ticket to a guy who wants to see some strange phenomenon in the movie.
The Worldview also spoke with Jared Giese of ChristianCinema.com about the rise of the Christian film industry.
The growth of the Christian film industry the last few years especially has been a lot of increase in movies in theaters. And that's just, I think, a really amazing place to support Christian films. You can invite friends. This year, some of the major releases were the Rachel Scott movie, and you also had Hillsong, which was something new. It was a theatrical worship experience where you could come and hear worship music right there in the theater. And I know I saw family singing along. That was something unique that I don't think we've seen in theaters before. Even more than that, we're really seeing the growth of digital platform options that allow Christians to watch these inspiring movies right from their home without having to go find a DVD, whether it's buried in Redbox or maybe there isn't a Christian bookstore next to them. One of the digital platforms that is great for families to experience these kinds of films is ChristianCinema.com. You can choose from the latest movies to stream them straight into your home on all the top streaming devices, whether that be a Roku or Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV. There's apps for all those different platforms. You can find the content that you know is going to be safe for your family. It's going to inspire you and encourage your faith.
Not only does ChristianCinema.com have an impressive library online of 4,000 Christian films, which you can stream, rent, or buy, but they'll be releasing the top 100 Christian movies of 2016 this week. USA Today is calling the Trump cabinet picks, quote, the most fiercely conservative of any in decades, unquote. So far, the selections include retired military leaders, wealthy business executives, and conservatives who have registered opposition to the departments they'll be appointed to lead. And he's appointing more business executives of any president since Eisenhower. All eyes are watching Governor John Kasich in Ohio as he considers 2 pro-life bills awaiting his signature. The heartbeat bill would ban abortions somewhere around the 6th week of gestation when the child registers a heartbeat. The second bill restricts almost all abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy. The governor has 10 days to veto the bills or sign them into law. Please call Governor Kasich at 614-466-3555. That's 614-466-3555 and urge him to sign that heartbeat bill. The heartbeat bill would save the lives of 20,000 babies in the womb in Ohio every year. Oil prices have hit an 18-month high at $53 a barrel as of Monday. OPEC has agreed to cut outputs for 6 months. The Centers for Disease Control has released new data indicating that mumps cases are at a 10-year high, 2,879 cases so far this year in the United States. That's one in every 100,000 people. The City Council of Bloomfield City, New Mexico, is standing firm against the judge's decision to remove a Ten Commandments monument from city property. According to Christian News, the city plans to refer the decision to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. Two women claiming to be Wiccans brought the suit against the city with the aid of the American Civil Liberties Union. The best-selling novel, The Shack, published in 2007, presented God as a woman and came under heavy criticism from biblical scholars for its heterodoxic teachings. The book sold 20 million copies in 37 languages, and now it's coming out as a major motion picture in March of 2017. University of Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson received the Heisman Trophy in New York on Saturday night, and he was quick to render thanks to God, saying, quote, "First and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, none of us would be here right now tonight," unquote. Jackson totaled 4,900 yards for this season and is credited with 51 touchdowns. Last year's Heisman Trophy winner, Derrick Henry, from the University of Alabama, also started off thanking God for the award. Most famous for his faith on the field, University of Florida quarterback Tim Tebow received the Heisman Trophy in 2007. The Heisman Trophy is awarded to the most outstanding college football player in the United States, whose performance best exhibits the pursuit of excellence with integrity. 1 Samuel 2:30 says, "Now the Lord declares, those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." The nation of India has the new record for planting trees, 50 million in one day. The last record was set by Pakistan in 2013. And that's The World View on this Tuesday, December 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember The World View in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.